at the tracks while bringing in $2 billion for construction projects. But it's sure to meet opposition from those who see it as a major expansion of gambling. I'm Jenna Dooley.
Will County Executive Larry Walsh has pleaded guilty to a drunken driving charge. The 60-year-old was cited for driving under the influence and improper lane usage after police stopped him in Elwood on April 17th. A field sobriety test showed he had a blood alcohol content of 0.11 above the state's legal limit of 0.08. On Monday, Walsh was given a driving suspension, a $1,400 fine, ordered to seek alcohol counseling, and placed under court supervision for a year. Walsh told the judge that the incident was completely his fault. In a statement, he said he hoped everyone would avoid drinking and driving. Arizona Senator and presumptive Republican nominee John McCain and Democratic frontrunner Barack Obama continued their back and forth over Iran. Ben Calhoun has that story.
During a speech in Chicago yesterday, McCain first criticized Obama for saying that compared to the former Soviet Union, the threat posed by Iran is, quote, tiny. McCain said he agrees that Iran is a smaller threat, but took issue with Obama's choice of words.
The threat the government of Iran poses is anything but tiny.
More important, McCain continued to criticize Obama's belief that if the U.S. met with leaders of the Soviet Union, it should be willing to meet with Iranian leaders.
A summit meeting with the President of the United States, which is what Senator Obama proposes, is the most prestigious card we have to play in international diplomacy. It is not a card to be played lightly.
Responding, Obama says Iran is a grave threat, but says it takes, quote, courage and confidence to talk to our enemies. Obama also says the threat of Iran has grown because of what he describes as, quote, Bush-McCain foreign policy in Iraq. I'm Ben Calhoun.
The man selected to serve as the next Chief Justice of the Illinois Supreme Court says he's profoundly honored by his election. Thomas Fitzgerald's colleagues unanimously chose him yesterday as their next leader. The 66-year-old Chicago Democrat will replace current Chief Justice Bob Thomas. Thomas finishes his three-year leadership term in September. Fitzgerald's judicial career started in Cook County in the mid-70s. He served as supervising judge of the county's traffic court and was part of a Supreme Court committee on capital punishment before being elected to the High Court in 2000. He'll oversee the court and set its schedule as Chief Justice, along with being the top administrative officer for Illinois' court system. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
Programming on AM 580 is made possible in part by a grant from the Thrifty Nichols American Classifieds, distributed each Thursday in over 100 towns in East Central Illinois, on the web at AmericanClassifieds.com.
9:35 Central Time, and we join Mike Sola for a look at the forecast. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jeff. We do have a chance for showers this afternoon, but any precipitation will be extremely light. There is a disturbance that is moving across Wisconsin and the Great Lakes, rotating around an area in eastern Canada, which remains extremely cold, and temperatures will remain colder than average for the rest of the work week, although we will start to trend just a little bit warmer each day. And by the weekend, we do look for 70s across northern sections and 70s and 80s central and south. Right now on the radar, there are a few scattered showers, a couple of isolated thunderstorms well off to the east of us, stretching from central West Virginia into central Pennsylvania, and a few scattered showers or maybe just a little bit of light drizzle along the shore of Lake Erie in northeastern Ohio and through western Pennsylvania and upstate New York. Yesterday and early this morning, as that little system rolled over some of the higher elevations in western New York, they picked up some more snow. Yes, some May 20th snow. And to the south and west of us, just a few scattered showers across the central portion of Oklahoma. Maybe a couple dots of rain. The radar is active, but just not a whole lot reaching the ground across western Nebraska and through central Kansas. And another storm system will be coming into the Pacific Northwest. And once again, we look for heavier precipitation along the coastline. And once that gets into the higher elevations, there will be some pockets of pretty high amounts of snow as it moves into some of the higher mountain peaks in Washington State and up north across the border and through portions of Canada. Also a chance for showers and thunderstorms in central Florida today. They could see a couple of isolated thunderstorms. That is nothing unusual for that area. But high pressure does dominate the central portion of the country. And that cold air pocket that polar vortex that's in Canada. Circulation around that, again, keeping us just a little bit below average, but the line of distinction is pretty close, and temperatures across western Missouri may be climbing into the low to mid-80s today, while eastern portions of Missouri may only top out in the upper 60s. So that warmer air will start to creep a little bit closer to us as we creep a little bit closer to the Memorial Day weekend. For the two-state forecast for Illinois and Indiana today, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine with a few scattered showers, some isolated thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon. Highs will range from 60 in northern Indiana up to the middle 70s in far southern Illinois. A chance for a few evening showers in eastern Indiana as that disturbance rolls off to the east. Otherwise, we look for partly cloudy conditions. Lows still cooler than average, from 38 degrees in northwestern Illinois to around 50 in the far south. And tomorrow, Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny. Highs again between 60 in northern Indiana and around 74 in far southern Illinois. For Champaign-Urbana, we started out with a beautiful blue sky, but the clouds have already thickened, and we expect to see considerable cloudiness today.